Just think if he hadn't done that. Just think if he hadn't given us the opportunity to say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you hung, bled, and died for me on the cross. Just think if he hadn't done that and we couldn't say those words, how much trouble we would have. You know, you might run out of sheep. You might not find that place to make your sacrifices. And the list goes on and on. But God. Amen. But God. Amen. He saw fit to come here himself. Put himself in a fleshly body. To walk the walk. To drag his cross. To be beaten, spit upon. To be hung on the cross. To be nailed to it. Could you imagine that? The nails going through your palms of your hands. I don't know that much about biology, but I believe pretty much every nerve you have will run through your palm of your hands and the top of your feet. That'd be pretty horrific, just that alone. Then they pierced him in his side. But God, on the third day, he got up. He got up. He come out of his grave, out of his tomb, let me rephrase that. And he's with us still, amen? He fixed it. He fixed it to where we could, where we can accept him and live happily ever after. That's just to put it in a nutshell. But anyway, the Lord I serve, I love him mightily. He's my God, amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, guys. Celebrate. He's alive. Come on, y'all.
To let the children sing the song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, what is that stain? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and see. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive forever, amen.
Let my heart sing out.
For Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from my King. I'm alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive forever, amen. Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who was overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise.
Worthy is the one who was overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise.
He's worthy.
Oh,
he's worthy, he's worthy. Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Worthy is
somebody can pray. Cause he's worthy. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. He's alive. He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to God. the Lamb. Yes, He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive forever, amen. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Yes, He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive forever, forever and ever and ever. He's alive, He's alive, He's alive forever, amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know that? Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. I like that. I like it because my God is still here. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Woo! The devil comes, but to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen? But guess what? But God, He fixed that. Amen. He come to replace, restore, and we can prosper. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay if I get a little bit excited in there. Just a little bit. We may have something to be excited about today. Amen. Amen. I thank you, say, worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
Say
worthy. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of a praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing. Worthy is
the mighty King.
Say worthy.
Worthy
He's worthy. Worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Worthy.
Somebody can
pray.
Cause He is worthy. Worthy is the one who will overcome the grave. He's alive. Say He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive. Praise and glory to the Lamb. Yes, He's alive, alive, alive. Hallelujah. Alive forever, forever and ever and ever. He's alive, He's alive, He's alive forever. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! I tell you what, I tell you what. I've shouted at basketball games. I've shouted at football games. I've shouted at parties. I've shouted on the street corners. But it's hard to get people making noise in church. Hallelujah. You know, the time we need to be shouting, we kind of shrug that off. But God,
amen.
But God, amen. He sees fit right now that it's all good.
Amen.
It's all good.
Amen.
Hung, bled, and died for me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but He did for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did for me. My God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, brother. You did. You're alive. You rule. You reign. You said you're coming back again. I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. Life away for
About the death and resurrection, where would I be? I thought about that on the way to church this morning. Had he not have come back for us, had he not have come back to shed his blood for us, What do you think? What kind of life do you think we would have to live? What kind of? I mean, you just think about that. How much difference would it be? How much difference would it be? You know, Satan runs rampant, and if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Oh, he will. He'll destroy you. Now, I'm not trying to bring you down on this happy day. I don't want to do that. I just want to make you aware of what we're dealing with. This is bigger than your neighbor. This is a whole lot bigger than you being buddy-buddy with somebody. You know, you've got, after you leave this part of your life, the next part is called eternity. And if you don't prepare yourself now, it could be bad. It could be really bad. You know, I mean, there is a heaven and there is a hell. One is pleasant, one is not. I'd much rather have the pleasantries. Amen. I'd much rather go to heaven. You know, we're going to have a mansion. We're going to get to walk some streets paved with gold. Amen. You know, we're going to enter a set of gates that are pearl. Sometimes my kids have issues. They do. They're kids, though, right? They think I get up here and I take too much time. You know, I guess everybody got to hurry up and get out of here today so they go eat. Ain't that right? Oh, hallelujah. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Without us making this sacrifice, we'll lose out on going to heaven. I can promise you. There's been many a nice men that leave this earth and having done a whole lot to help everybody. But if they didn't believe and they didn't profess Christ with their mouth,
that's right,
they're not going to enter the gates of heaven.
That's right.
Point blank. Just point blank. I just the way I believe that, and it's just the way I've been taught it. But God.
Amen. Come on.
But God. He took care of that. He made it simple. You know, we don't have to sacrifice anything anymore except just saying, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Lord, I know you hung, bled, and died for me. And this is a done deal. Amen. But anyway, let me quit trying to preach and get on with this. My daughter's in a hurry, so I love her very much. All right, y'all.
The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive.
Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
Forever I'm changed.
Ooh, yeah.
When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy and perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive.
Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
Take our offering up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One more Sunday, and I just thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, first of all, Heavenly Father, the day which you have made. And I thank you, Jesus, for this occasion, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless every tither and every giver, Lord God, for no one cannot give you. And I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Start from scratch.
Which one?
the greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive, oh, and oh,
happy day, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I'm changed.
When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are. Endless joy and perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive, oh, and
oh, happy day, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no, forever I'm changed. Oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. Oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name, Jesus. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious name, Jesus. Oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no, forever I am changed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo. You know, sometimes you're sitting around the house and you don't have nothing to do. Get your Bible and read the last couple of chapters of Mark. It talks about the death and resurrection of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And sit down and just take your time and really read it and get a little understanding on about what he did and how it was done. There, if I'm mistaken, there's a scripture in there. It said it made a reference to, it said something like, the people had given me up. The people had given me up to hang me on this cross. In other words, we put him in a position to be crucified. We did that. The perfect people that we are, we did that. But yet and still, he's still standing there with his arms stretched wide, ready to love us. And he still loved us. Amen? And then there was a scripture in there, a couple of verses that read something like this. If memory serves me correctly, it said that even though that we done that he still loves us. Just to paraphrase, that's in there too. He knew what he was doing. He had a plan. In the Garden of Eden, when it all went awry, he had a plan then. Isn't that awesome? And he still stuck to his plan. He can't lie. His word is the truth. And we shall be saved. And we all we got to do is confess it with our mouth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go.
Thank you.
the trumpet will sound for his coming.
For your coming.
One day the skies with his glory will shine.
Will shine.
Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing.
My
Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Y'all believe he's coming back? Amen. I believe he's coming back. I know a lady said something about there was a cloth being folded at some kind of ritual. Maybe the Jews have. And it's something about they had to do. And if my memory serves me correctly, she said after they eat, if they fold their napkins, it means they were coming back to their plate. And now, if I heard that correctly, and then when Jesus arose, on that third day, whatever he was wrapped in or covered in, he folded it. Isn't that awesome? I'll never forget that. That is just an awesome statement. He's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah.
And you know, Carter, I want to say this. The very reason that he did it is for us to experience and realize that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us as believers and quickens our mortal bodies. The same power. And, you know, we're still struggling to realize the authority that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has placed on the inside of us. Do you know it? But I pray today, all the songs have told the story. And I think this, the last song, tells the reason for the story. It's so that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead could dwell inside of you and make alive your body. Amen.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear sound of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us.
We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can't do. There are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake lives in us. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Greater is He that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies.
Awesome to know that I'm saved. For myself, it's awesome to know that where I've been, that Jesus loved me even though I went there. Amen. It's awesome to know that I'm able to stand here before a congregation of people and tell them about the one who come, bled, died for me. Now, that's my story. What about yours? Amen. Come on.